Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2017. From braille displays to video magnifiers, we're bringing you the dish on the hottest new products, apps, and more. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
Looking for a quick and easy way to take notes at work, school, or home? AccessNote is the specialized note-taker app produced by the American Foundation for the Blind for use on the iPhone, iPad, and now Android devices. With AccessNote, users can easily take notes, create documents, and access applications on their mobile device. It is designed to be completely accessible, having all the features of a traditional note-taking device and more. AccessNote is available for free in the Apple App Store and Google Play.
Now, here's Joe Steinkamp.
On the floor back in San Diego, it is Joe here with Jeffrey of Audio Eye. How are you doing, sir?
Doing well. Thanks for having me today.
So the first time I encountered your technology was at BVA 2014, a couple of years back. Met a nice young lady who was manning the booth there, and she gave me a tour. But man, it's changed since then. So let's kind of give our listeners an idea of what Audio Eye is and how has it changed over the years.
Absolutely. That's a great way to start, right? Because we have in the last 2 years really turned our product around. Two and a half, 3 years ago, we were still in the mindset of thinking that assistive technologies for the web were not good enough, right? The standards for interacting with websites was not good enough.
Right.
And so we took the approach of building assistive technology in the cloud so that we could deliver and deploy assistive technologies in the cloud.
Right.
Well, what we realized was it wasn't a problem with the assistive technologies, it was a problem with the way that websites were developed.
Uh-huh.
So we realized very quickly that our pivot needed to go from providing these third-party tools to remediating websites for issues of accessibility.
Sure.
The nice thing about our product was the work that was done to build these assistive tools actually laid a very solid foundation for allowing us to analyze the deficiencies in a website, to recognize where they are through automation, and to actually apply some fixes to them automatically.
Gotcha.
Through this JavaScript.
Right.
But then we have a conduit where our engineers can come in on behalf of website owners and finish the process for them, do the rest of the manual work that is necessary to remediate a website.
So not just consulting, you're talking about the heavy lifting afterwards.
We are very much trying to take technology and replace consultants with technology. Right?
Gotcha.
We believe there is a future where computers will be smart enough to understand when a website is deficient from a WCAG success criteria, and that computer intelligence will be able to solve those deficiencies. And we feel like right now we're hitting somewhere in a 25 to 30% success rate in automatically fixing all errors on the web. But we've got to keep improving, right? So our mandate with our engineers is to strive to continue to improve the automatic ability of computer intelligence to fix issues of web accessibility. But in the meantime, we'll do the heavy lifting for you. So if you're a website owner and you no longer have developers who are actively working on your content and you need help with accessibility, we'll come in and do all the work for you.
Gotcha.
If you are an organization, we partner with many organizations like ADP,
right,
where they recognize that some of their content was inaccessible. They have a development team on staff who is very much interested in creating accessible content. That's a mandate at ADP. So we work with them very closely with their developers to help them understand the process that we go through to remediate websites to make their developers better at remediating websites. So we really like to partner with large organizations and help them become better advocates for creating accessible content. But for those smaller organizations, we don't think they should be left behind, and we will do the heavy lifting for them. And that's really what our tool and our technology can allow a small
sure.
business website developer.
So kind of a light touch all the way to not just teach a man to fish, but go ahead and here's a fish sandwich.
Cook it for him all
the way.
That is 100% correct. Our lowest end sort of product offering is an automatic testing tool where we can just report on issues of accessibility to clients who may want to do everything in-house. And then our high touch services, we're going to do everything for you. You install a single line of JavaScript on our website, and you let our team manage your accessibility as a managed service. And most of our clients fall somewhere in the middle of that. And so as we reach out to more and more websites, you know, we want to collaborate more with developers so that we can teach the community of web developers to understand that accessibility starts at the source. But that learning starts with a company like AudioEye coming in and helping your team become better educated at really designing accessible content and why it's important to design accessible content.
Now, you have maybe a team on board that comes by and does user testing at the end to kind of sort of go over maybe usability?
We do. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, okay. Automated testing can really only identify 50 to 55% of all of the problems.
Sure.
An individual who is who's an engineer who understands accessibility and is sitting in a keyboard solving issues of accessibility
has the if and when parts of it down.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. And so we always want that work to be validated by someone who is a power user of assistive technologies, because without that last mile testing, you're really relying on an engineer who's maybe not a power user of assistive technologies or computer technology to tell you you've gotten there. So we believe that it is this merging of the technical and the manual, and we like to call it technically guided manual assistance, right, that we will provide to the AT tester so that they become more efficient at looking at the things they should be looking at. If we can reduce the noise for a manual tester by using automated testing, then we've saved that person some time, and all it cost us was a few computing cycles. So that's really what we try to do is drive technology to make the life of the human being who actually has to do that last mile of work easier for them to do.
And this is browser independent, right?
It is browser independent. That's right. So we contract with site owners, and they include a single line of JavaScript on their website, and we will do things like browser detection. And so if we recognize you're on a Firefox browser, we're going to say you're likely an NVDA user with Firefox. So we're going to make sure that the remediations that we would apply through our JavaScript are specifically geared towards that user agent AT combination, but we work obviously on Safari with Macs, we work on all mobile devices. If it's a web-enabled device that can execute JavaScript, then our tools are going to work to make that device accessible.
Right, and you're not making an assumption of the user, you're actually making an assumption for baseline testing and then building it off that, because I think some user might say, oh, all they do is that, or you think I'm this kind of user. You got to start somewhere, so that's kind of the baseline.
Well, I will tell you, the thing about web accessibility is that 80% of it, maybe 85% of the remediating work that we do, it's universal.
Sure.
We really don't care about the user agent or the AT combination. If you need to have a label, four attribute on a label, you need a four attribute on a label, and it's going to work everywhere, right? So I don't want you to think that what we're trying to do is force someone to self-identify or put any user into a group that they don't belong into. But what we try to do is use the best computer intelligence that we can to begin to produce the solution that end user is going to want. We're very much a user-centric sort of solution, right? We focus on the individual. We contract with the web developers, we contract with the website owners, but our goal is to make the content accessible for the individual. And so we go to work every day with that in mind. It's the end user that we want to service when we go in on behalf of our clients to make web content accessible. And so we're gonna try to do reach the broadest audience that we can doing that. And if we can make some determinations based on the type of machine you are using, the type of additional accessibility features you may need. A good example is on Android devices, a placeholder attribute inside of an input.
Exactly.
It's the one place where they can't be read, right? So for that reason alone, when we see Android mobile devices, we're going to make sure that we have a hidden accessibility label that is available so that it can be read out by TalkBack, and then, you know, essentially that is a custom fix for one type of device.
Exactly.
So we do that. We want to get
very specific.
But it's
something that you've encountered and you've seen because you have the metrics and the data to come back and look at that.
That's right. Yeah. So another interesting thing about AudioEye is we actually came from all the guys that have invented this software have come from a marketing background. So we were mining big data before we moved into accessibility. And we actually believe that through these accessibility audits that we do on websites and the mining of this data, we can begin to analyze and recognize trends and patterns that are present not just in one developer's website, but in every website. And so once we start to apply these big data analytics to solving problems of accessibility, all of a sudden we go from a 15 or 20% success rate in automatically fixing problems to a 30, 35% success rate. And so our goal is to always improve, right? To constantly be watching the market. As we learn more from our clients and we build out accessible content for our clients, we take those rules, we build libraries of remediations that can be applied to other websites. And so our library of fixes that are written in JavaScript that are available to any of our clients to leverage, has become very vast over the last 3 or 4 years as our engineers have become more and more adept at producing this content. So it really is about understanding the problem, scripting the solution to the problem, and making that solution universal so that it can be applied over and over again. And as we see more and more of that, just like with the label issue on Android devices,
right. All
of a sudden that becomes something that gets automatically fixed for every Android device now.
Sure.
So if AudioEye is installed on a website and there are no labels, we're going to have solved that problem as a result of the learnings from the last 2 years over that, and having seen that and applied a custom rule to any web content on a specific mobile device.
Experiential learning for AI. No, I have
love
no
it.
Idea what you're talking about.
I love it. So
where can people find out more or even learn about maybe even joining the team if you have
Absolutely,
openings?
Absolutely. We are always looking for great developers who are passionate about accessibility. We run a development team out of Atlanta, and our headquarters is in Tucson, Arizona, where we do a lot of our user testing is based out of there. So our headquarters is in Arizona. Development team in Atlanta, you can learn more about us by visiting audioeye.com, AudioEye.com.
Thank you, Jeff, for your time, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
For Blind Bargains here in sunny San Diego, Joe Steinkamp. Listen to much, much more. And remember, Scott Devert is writing articles over at the website, too. So make sure you're checking the news section as well.
Exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys.
Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2017.